Well, hey friends, welcome to my weekly Q&A session. I have some great questions for you today. Questions on, do our words have power? How can we build the right secret place life with God in our daily lives? How do we grow in the anointing? Why is it I can't always feel God's presence? And do we need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us many times, or is there just one filling? So jump into those in a moment. Let me do a few housekeeping things as usual. Hey, big welcome and thank you to everybody who's subscribed to our YouTube channel. We have about 2,000 new subscribers this week, and it's great to have you guys on board. Welcome. Hey, if you're new to my ministry, my name is Graham. I'm a British American, a half British, half American, living here in the US in New England, ministering here, lead some churches here. I'm an evangelist at heart. I love revival, love winning souls, and check out my ministry. I have a website at gjm.org. Five practicals that would help you. Why not hit the subscribe button down there? Number two, I have a weekly email newsletter. It'll be going out later today. Love to have you sign up for that. Number three, if you are not yet a partner to our ministry, really love to have you on board there. Why not pray about becoming a partner? There'll be a link below wherever you see this. And a big thank you and shout out to all of our partners. Number four, please do check out our ministry school. I have an online ministry school. It's really a place of training and mentoring, a resource pool for people who feel a call to ministry and to help people move forward in ministry. One great thing we have there at the moment is we have a monthly mentoring session, a live mentoring session. You can join on Zoom or in person here in New England. And really interested in pouring into the lives of people and helping them move forward in the calling in God. And lastly, let me say this as well. If you are not yet a Christian, I am interested in talking to you about your soul. So if you're interested, why not set up a Zoom call with me or a phone call? If you've got questions, I've got some answers. And I'd love to talk to you about what it means to truly become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Good. So let's jump into these questions today. Question number one, do our words really have power? And I full disclosure, I want to be honest with you, there was a time I used to look a little bit at this teaching and go like, yeah, maybe. And there was a season in my life, I'd look at some of these verses, like in Proverbs, where it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, a man will have good by the words of his mouth, and go, well, you know, the Bible has things to say about our words, but is it more about gossip or just simply, you know, speaking good words? Do our words actually have power? And the Lord challenged me once in a season to really go through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And I tell you, it's there all the way through Genesis and Revelation. And I am utterly convinced that our words have power. I think we give Satan ground in our life by the words we speak. You know, so often you'll see passages like where the children of Israel, you know, they sent the 12 spies into the promised land. They came back and 10 of them came back saying, we can't do it. It's too hard. We can't take this ground. And literally, it's a terrifying thing in a way, but the Lord said to them, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So I believe, yes, our words do have power. I believe God created everything by His word. We are not gods. We don't go around creating universes. And yet the Bible says that, you know, the worlds were framed by the word of God. I tell you, your life is framed by the words that you speak. And I really believe our words have power. And I think the words we speak over our own life, over each other. I don't know anybody who's taken that truth, that teaching, and going too far with it. I know 99.9% of the world, including myself pretty often, who don't do enough with that teaching. So yes, I believe our words have power. I believe we should be intentional about using the words of our mouth to shape things, to speak forth the plans, purposes, and destinies of God. Hope that helps. Question number two, how can I build the right secret place life in God? It's such a great question. And forgive me, this context won't allow me the time to really develop this and pack it out, but firstly let me say this. I think actually seeing the need for that is a really great and important thing. So often I think, especially in ministry, we Because we love people and we feel the call. We spend so much time working on the exterior things, working on the externals of ministry, spending time doing what I call the horizontal, ministering to people, that we don't minister unto the Lord. So I believe it's really important we do that. How do we do that? I'll try and give you some practicals on that. I would say this. I think you don't want to become religious about this, like I've got to do this every day or God's mad at me if I don't do this. Obviously that's not true. But I think we want to actually reduce our life down to habits. I'd encourage you to read the book Atomic Habits. Not a Christian book, but a really great book. And we are made up by the sum total of our habits. Your good intentions don't change your life, your habits do. So I think if we're going to build a successful secret place relationship with the Lord, I believe we need to work out a way of baking that into the fabric of our daily life. I mean, I'll just give an example. I'm recording this on a Saturday. I got up today about 6 o'clock. I was in the gym by about 7 a.m. Full of pride about that, but you know, I went to the gym today. I didn't think about not going to the gym. Now tomorrow's Sunday, I've got a crazy busy day. I won't go to the gym tomorrow. But I tend to go to a gym now about 5 days a week. And here's my point. If I want to try to live a healthy life, I've got to bake that into the fabric of my life. And I need to find ways. Literally, I get up and I put my exercise gear on. I don't get up and go, should I or shouldn't I? I'll think about it. And I think we've got to look at our life, pray and say, Lord, how do I spend some specific times with you every day where I'm only putting my attention on you, number one. Number two, how do we walk and talk with the Lord all day long? Now, I get lots of charismatics who say, oh, I don't have a time where I pray. I just pray all day long. Maybe. I think you've got to have some specific time you spend with the Lord. I think there's those times where you walk and talk with him all day long. And then I think there are some specific seasons, maybe like fasting and prayer, where you come aside and you spend real quality time with him in a larger sense, maybe the whole day, or take a few days, a weekend, a whole week off, and spend a greater intensity time with him as well. So I would ask the Lord for help. I would begin today. I would have a plan. I wouldn't beat yourself up, but I try to look and learn, take inventory of your life and see when are you doing this well, when are you struggling with it, and I think if you do that, you will take ground in that area. Boom. Question number three, how do we grow in the anointing? That's a good question. I'm not sure biblically you can grow your anointing. I believe you can grow in your own capacity to recognize the anointing, to flow in your anointing. You can allow the anointing to take a greater place in your life. So how do we grow in the anointing? Let me give you three keys. Number one, spend a lot of time in the presence. There's a difference between the presence and the anointing. The anointing is in you, but the anointing comes upon you. There's really the anointing in you, the anointing on you, and then the presence of God that fills the room. So I think we grow in our anointing when we step into it, when we learn to cooperate with the anointing. The anointing of the Lord will hardly ever come upon you and overtake you. Like right now, as I do this video, I am doing something God has called me to do. And I'm doing something God has anointed me to do, which is to teach and preach. I'm doing it in a cafe with a camera in front of me, which is a little weird, okay? But I'm actually standing in my call and my anointing right now. Now, as I literally speak into this camera in a cafe right now, I've got to be aware of the people around me, not making too much noise, the microphone level, what I'm talking about, keeping my eyes on the camera, different things I'm doing. But at the same time, I want to grow in that awareness. I want to lean heavy and pull on the Holy Spirit. So I think the more we practice that, the more we get at ease with it, the more we can learn to lean upon him and not lean on our own understanding. So how do you grow in your anointing? I would say put yourself in the place and the position where you need the anointing. Put yourself in a place where the anointing is required, where you put a demand on the anointing. And then learn, frankly, experiment, learn to flow, learn to back away from self-reliance and allow the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you. You know, if you were going to pray for the sick, it's so easy to put your hands on somebody and stop saying words, oh God, here's what I've learned in praying for the sick. Take your time, back off, push back on the pressure. learn to say, Lord, what are you really doing here? What are you not doing here? Lord, I lean heavy on you. So a few thoughts on that. Question number four, why can I not always feel God's presence? It's a good question. I actually believe it's possible to come to a place in our life where we can always feel God's presence. And yet, I know I can relate to this question. And let me say this, God's presence is always there. Now, His presence is always in you. As I've just mentioned in a previous question, the anointing comes upon you to do. And when we worship, when we welcome, when we love the Lord, He fills the space. He's there in the midst. So why can we not always feel that? I think at times we don't feel His presence because of unbelief. I think at times we don't feel His presence because of, you know, distraction. I think at times we don't feel His presence because we get into religion, and we all do, where we... I'll just give you an example. Imagine I'm leading worship, and if I get up and I just start doing things, singing songs, it's like I'm talking about Him like He's not in the room. I'm talking over Him rather than to Him. So I think we've got to connect relationally with the Lord and love Him. I think there are times when the Holy Spirit will give us really intense experiences in Him, and at times when He wants us to simply learn to operate by faith and believe that He's there all the time. But I believe we can grow our faith, and that we can learn to walk into His presence by faith and just say, thank you, Lord, you are here. I welcome you. And I feel the Lord right now, the very second I do that. So learn to do that, and you will grow in that experience. My last question today is, do we need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us many times? Yeah, it's a good question. My default answer to this is really no. I believe there's one baptism in the Spirit, but many, many fillings. And I think there's... I don't like... Sometimes people get into this theology where they're constantly saying, fill me up, God, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me. And my problem with that perspective is God is not your problem. So it's not like if I beg God enough, pour out your Spirit, fill me, fill me, fill me, then the Lord will say, oh, okay, you pleaded enough, here's some of my anointing. So I don't think it's wrong to say, Lord, fill me afresh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. I don't have a theological opposition to that. I think the issue more is God is looking for empty vessels that He can fill. So if we're living in a life, if we live a life that attracts the Spirit of God to us, if we're living a life where we pour out that which He's given us, He will fill me afresh. You know, if I'm feeling stale in my experience in God, rather than saying, fill me, fill me, fill me, what I do is I start pouring out. I start pouring out the cup, so to speak. I start saying, Lord, I empty myself in your presence, in your glory. Lord, I want to create space within me. So that I can receive more of you. So I don't think it's wrong to ask the Lord to fill you, but He is not your problem, and He's actually not going to pour His Spirit out afresh on you. He's already poured His Spirit out on the day of Pentecost. It would be a more accurate prayer if we prayed the prayer and say, Lord, thank you, your Spirit dwells in me, but I want you to take greater place. I want you to widen the pipes. I want you to increase the capacity and the measure to which you flow in and through me. So Lord, come and fill me, come and overflow in me, come live big in me this day. That's how my perspective would be on that. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. I will come back every week with 5 questions here, and it's part of my ministry school as well. Check out all the links below, hit that subscribe button, and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Bye for now.